by the end worked out? Okay.
Yeah, the big Rashi was kind of hard to get out.
Nice, big for yourself.
Or was it hard to figure out?
No.
That is in the end.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, that big Rashi is a little hard. Mm. Okay. Okay, who wants to read? What do we have to do? Amar Rabba? Today Rav Shila? Just Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochan. Okay. Where's Josh?
Josh is in...
Oh, he's in Vegas, right.
Vegas. Didn't see that one coming.
All right.
Dry.
I'm sure he's well air-conditioned. Okay, who wants to read? Come on, it's been almost all year. Get some new readers already. Max, how'd you do today?
I was preparing the previous Rashba.
Ah. All right.
All right.
Go ahead, Yitzi.
From Amar Yochanan?
Yeah.
Amar Yochanan. Ein tamar kosa me arba.
Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan said the Carmelist is not less than four. Because it hasn't really given many of the... the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and the Rosh Hashanah Yachid was dealt with extensively. But Carmelist just gives, like, it just gives examples. Right? Doesn't really give... Hasn't really given dimensions.
Right.
So Rabbi Yochanan said the first rule is it can't be less than four. Right, sorry, it's a negative rule. Okay, it's not less than four.
Right. So Rashi, rochev, midalad rochev.
It's not less than four wide. Okay.
Right. The ilo makom petor.
It really means square, though, right?
Ilo makom petoru.
And it's funny. Rashi always just gives one. Ram gives both. Right. Width, length, and height. But and if not, then it's a makom petor. And what's a makom petor? It's less than four, it's a makom petor. What is that? Umutar.
Umutar lechatchila, lahotzi misham l'rushas rabim v'l'rushas yachar.
Okay, so that's the fourth rishus. Makom petor is the fourth rishus. So you have, if it's less than four in its width, then four squared, then what? Then it's not a karmelis. And it's a makom petor. Makom petor is really a mutter, right? It's a makom it's mutter to take from there to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah or Rosh Hashanah Yachid. L'chatchil, it's mutter. Okay, go ahead.
From Rav Sheshes, it confesses anatzara.
All right, Rav Sheshes added, and it grabs up to 10.
Rashi v'tofeses.
Okay, so that's a difficult statement. What does it mean? It has the height up to 10. Okay, so that's what we're going to try to figure out. Go ahead. My vitofesa sarasara. What does it mean?
My vitofesa sarasara. Ilema di ikam chita asara hu dehave karmelis vi lo have karmelis.
Okay, it's funny half meter. So everyone comes up with a funny half meter. That what?
That if you have a mechitza at 10, that it's a karmelis, and if not, it's not a karmelis.
Okay, so how is that possible? I mean, how is that possible, right? That's the Rashba's question. The obvious question. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Dalet. Ezu hi rishus yachid, geder shugav oyud, ruch of Dalet. Right? Where you can't be confused about the difference between a karmelis and rishus yachid. So Rashi tries to explain that what?
So Ibrahim and Ee come to Yud. Kagon. Vika Hamukefes Geder. You have a wall.
No, a bika.
Sorry, a field that's fenced in by a wall. Vahi Sera all base Sasim, and it's
base
more than the year of base Sasim.
Base Sasim. So it's the two saw. Okay, that's the width. That's the size of the field. That's a shear in how much produce the field yields. Okay.
Below hook for zero, and it's not. It wasn't surrounded for living.
It wasn't surrounded for living. Correct. So maybe you'll say that's the case. Maybe you'll say that what's Rav Sheshes saying What's Rosh Hashanah saying? That it has to have ten, has to have walls of ten tefachim, right? So what does that mean?
You're gonna have the walls that's ten tefachim high, but it's not for, it's not meant for.
It means right. It means in a bika. It's a funny, it's a difficult gemara. It means what? If you have a meadow, a field, that is not for living in, maybe you'll say that what? That it has to be fenced in by 10 tefachim to be a karmelus. It's just such a, so out of left field.
Why would that matter though?
Why what matter?
This whole field, as opposed to any other place that was fenced, like it's supposed to be the evidence of the.
Well, of course, it has to be if it's fenced in Ladira, then it's obviously Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
No, I'm saying, but how is Rashi answering the issue of from God that it's distinct from Rosh Hashanah?
Of course, that's exactly right, because it's not Ladira.
Oh, okay, fine.
Why does it have to be Yisrael base?
That's the case above that. Carpet Yosef base of Zayim Shulhuk of Ladira.
What would it be if it wasn't fenced in?
What's that?
What would the
if it was smaller?
No, if the field wasn't fenced in.
What would it be? Yeah, what would it be?
It wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah.
So what would it be?
What would it be?
Have to be Malkum Patur. Right? Have to be Malkum Patur. Right? So that's what the Rosh tries to explain. That what? That's his question. He says, Ika Lamedak, Lomo Leilak Shui Mimir the Rav Gidol. Why is he going to have to disprove this from Rav Gidol, which is coming up, right? It's a simple thing. The Gemara says, Yedeshu Gvor Asarav Rochav Arba Zuv Rishas Yach Gemura. Right? V'heichi Komar Ihu De'i Ika Mechit Asarav Havi Karmelis. Just a Pashut question. How could the Gemara say Karmelis is Dafka, that which has a fence of 10 Tefachim high? That's exactly what where the Rishas Yachid is. Right? Yeah, so that's what he's trying to explain. That Rashi is saying, "The high love agufa de mechitza mamish koi." What does it mean? Elo hocha bebikosh ainu mukefes ledira. Right? V'hi yosef beis asayim. V'karmer di'i ika mechitza asara havi karmelis. Avol pachos mi asara lo havi karmelis. So what is the Rashi explaining? How is he answering the question? How is he answering the question? Just a shot. What's he saying? That it's not talking about the mechitzos, right? It's not, what does he say? He says, lav agufa de mechitzos mamishkoi. Right? When it says it needs 10 tefachim, it's not telling you a rule about karmelis. In terms of mechitzos. It's not saying a general principle that what is a karmelis? A general description is an area fenced in by 10 tefachim. That would be impossible. That's the general description of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? It's really going on the interior. It's really talking about the interior of the karmelis. That maybe it has to be a certain shear fenced in. Okay.
Volume?
A certain size. Area. A certain area. I don't know how many acres that would be. But the question is still, why would you need the... Right? No, he's just trying to say it's not a stira to what the Gemara says by Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's a stira to what it says by Rosh Hashanah Yachid if you say the general description of the Karmelis is a fenced-in area with 10 tefachim. That's the general description of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's not possible.
So what is he saying?
So what is? That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi adds in the case of the Bika that's not Fadira. It's not saying that maybe a Karmelis is definitively any area that's fenced in by 10 Tefachim. Right? That would be impossible. It's Dafka. It's saying that really it's only... Maybe you need what? Maybe it's 10 tefachim, a gather of 10 tefachim around, but only this case, a bika that's not fadira. Okay? Just pshat, just in terms of the pshat.
So he would say that only that is a karmelis.
Only that is a karmelis, correct. Now that's what the Gemara is entertaining right now. Maybe the only case of a karmelis is an area that is not for dira, like a ranch, okay? That's not for dira, that's fenced in. Okay? An area not for dira that's fenced in by a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Okay? I know it sounds strange. We're going to try to explain it. But just pshat-wise, that's the pshat. Okay?
And the significant difference between that and that is
dira. Okay? So the Gemara says that's not possible. Why?
V'ha'amar, below. V'ha'amar of Gidal, Amar of Kiyah, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. Bayez she'en besukho asara, u kruya mishlemo lasara, al gago mutra l'taltel, v'kulo, besukho en mutaltel in bo, el dalet amos.
Okay, so we have a case that what the Rav Gidal says, in the name of Rav Kiyah Bar Yosef, in the name of Rav, that what? Let's see, you have a house, that what? What's the case?
It doesn't. It's not 10 within, and its walls aren't 10 thick.
It's not 10
with the thickness of the roof.
It's 10. The walls are 10. Are not 10, right?
Right.
But what? The roof is mashlim the wall to 10. Okay. So from the outside of the house, the wall. Let's say the wall is 9 tefachim. And then on top of that, you lay a 1 tefach thick roof. Okay? So from the inside of the house, the wall is 9 tefachim high. And from the outside of the house, the wall is 10 tefachim high. Right?
Okay.
Okay, so what's the din?
So then, it's on the roof, it's mutter.
So the roof is a regular Rosh Hashayachid. Right, Rashi? Al gago...
Okay, Algago de Gavo Yud.
De Gavoa Yud.
Havirish is a Yachid. Umutra Latalta Bukulo.
That's right. So the top you can walk, you can carry things on the roof, on the entire roof, right? But the inside, you can only carry Dalet Amos. Why?
Because it's
Karmos.
Rashi. So El Bedalet?
Yep.
The Kavan, the Lo Gavoa Hamachitza Yud, Have Karmless.
That's right. Alma.
Alma Ifka Shmeinanla.
So you see, we learned the opposite. So you can't say now that a Dafka has to be a 10 Tefach fence to make a Karmless, because it's the opposite. That because it's not 10 Tefach, it's a Karmless.
Is it because of it, or just it is anyways?
Wouldn't it be Rosh Hashayachid?
So it's because it's not 10.
Because
it's not 10, right. If it were 10, it would be Rosh Hashayachid. So because it's not 10, okay. It's a karmless. Okay. But the question is, what kind of a havamin is this? What kind of a havamin is this to say that you need to have a mechitza of 10 tefachim to be a karmless? Right?
So this case that Rav Gidal brings, Rav Sheshes has to agree with it?
Yeah. The name of Rav has to be, yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at Tosos. So Tosos has a problem with Rashi. Okay, good. Here's Rashi.
Here's Rashi. Kugon. Bika. Hamukepes geder.
It's a bika. It's not a bika. It's a bika.
Sasayim,
right? It's two saw. It's two saw.
Ladira.
Huh? Okay, so it's, right. So that's Rashi Pshat. That it's really fenced in, but it's, a big size, and it's not a livable space. It's not a, it's not for dira.
Right. The Kashalari. The Harish is the Yachid. Bein Lulu, Bein Ravashi.
Okay, that's a powerful question. That's what I mentioned yesterday. That really, that's the more at the top. That really, it's a Ula and Ravashi both hold that case is a Rosh Hashayachid. Okay, go ahead. So what?
Below have Tzarech Lasuyeh Rav Gidal.
Now, why did the Gemara have to disprove it from Rav Gidal? Could it disprove it from Ula and Ravashi? Then no, that's a Rosh Hashayachid. Right. That's Tosa's question. Why does the Gemara have to disprove it from a funny case with Rav Gidal? Take the same exact case, and say it's a Rishus HaYachid, because that's what Rav Ashi and Ula say. Okay, that's a technical question. Why did the Gemara choose this proof over a simpler disproof?
Is that just a dumb question of the Gemara, not a question of Rashi?
Unless you
it's only a stam question of the Gemara. If you learn, the Gemara means it's 10 tvachim, it's a mechitz of 10 tvachim.
Okay.
Okay, Tosa's a different way of learning.
I just said the halacha is that if it's not a bukapudir, then.
That's midrabanan. But midaraisa, it's really a rishus hayachid. Midaraisa, it's a rishus hayachid gomor. Midrabanan, they don't let you carry inside of it. But if you throw from rishus hayachid, from rishus harabim to that place, you'd be chayav achatas. And that's not what a karmelus is. Karmelus is you'd be potter from machatas. Can't say that is a karmelus. That is really a rishus hayachid. A karmelus is neither really a rishus hayachid nor a rishus harab midiraisa, right?
Even though the midrabanan there are halachos of it like a karmelus.
That's right, but that is not what a karmelus is.
You would be chayav if you throw it.
That's a separate gzera, right? As a matter of fact, Tosas asks that. Why don't you say there are five rishus in Shabbos? Why don't you count this case as a fifth rishus? But
why would this be
treated like a
karmelus? Yeah.
Why would this one be different?
It has its own dinim.
You can't carry inside of it.
Can't be, you're going to be chayav achatas if you go to Rishus HaRabim, but not to Rishus HaYachid.
Oh, because midaraisa. So it has two identities.
Right, it has a double identity, correct. But anyway, go ahead. So what's Tosas? And then he has another question.
V'yod, dehechi ka'amar, v'yi lo lo have karmelus, v'hare yam avetka hein lahen mechitas.
Okay, stop. So now here's another powerful question. This is another powerful question. How could you possibly say that in order to be a karmelus, you have to have a fence of 10 tefachim? Correct? The Gemara, when it introduces a karmelus on Vav, it says what? One of the cases it gives of a karmelus is the ocean. Right? Is the ocean. The ocean certainly doesn't have a fence around it. You could say Bika is not such a powerful question, because you say that's the case, what it means, a Bika that's fenced in. But the ocean is not fenced in. That's not like a case. You can have a Bika that's fenced in. But nobody fences in an ocean.
No, possible.
It's possible, what do you mean?
Fence yourself out.
You can barely
ocean.
Fence in America. You can't. You can put border guards, but... So that's a powerful question. It's a powerful question, right? It's a powerful question. So Tosas learns a different way. Well, first let's learn Tosas, then we'll come back and try to answer up Rashi, okay?
All right.
So how does Tosas learn? V'nira l'ri.
The
Hochi Pirusho.
Ilema ad ika mechitas yud. Hanu avir haroi l'mechitas asara la'fuke.
Haroi, so what does it mean when the Gemara says the Ika Mechitzos Yud? What does it mean that it has a wall that's 10 tefachim high, right? What does it mean, Ilema the Ika Mechitzos Sara Hudavi Kamas? It doesn't mean that it actually physically has walls 10 tefachim high. Because then you get into all these problems that I just mentioned against Rashi's Pshat. So what does it mean? Hainu avir haroi lemechitzos asara. What does that mean?
That it's right to have the wall.
That it has space. It has space that's buildable for 10 tefachim mechitzos. So what case doesn't have that? La'afuki, to exclude what?
Bika
misucheches.
Right.
A bika that's covered. Bipachos miyud. It's a bika that has over it a schach, right? It has a covering that's lower than 10 tefachim. Al gabi kundosin. It's on these poles. Okay? So now, maybe you'll say, that was the Gemara's Havmina. That's not a karmelus. Why? You had a field, right, that has a 9 tefach, a covering, 9 tefachim off the ground. That's the Gemara's Havamina, that cannot be a karmelus. The ocean is not a problem, because you can put, theoretically you could fence it in. Right? Mm-hmm. Theoretically you could fence it in. There's nothing stopping a fence of 10 tefachim. Right? And a bika too doesn't need the 10 tefachim fence. Right? But it must be capable of having a 10 tefach fence. And what's not capable of having a 10 tefach fence? Something that only has avir of 9 tefachim. Okay, go ahead.
The law have a karmelus.
Kevan.
Kevan, the Ein Gavoa Yud.
Right. The Havi Makom Patur. So that would be a Makom Patur. And then it's a proof, and then Rav Gidl is a perfect proof.
Because
it's exactly the case. But even according to Tosfos, I mean, this Gemara is the Gemara is very difficult. Even according to Tosfos, what kind of an idea is this? What kind of an idea is this? That in order to be a Carmelist, it has to what? You have to be able to make it an offensive 10 tefachim line. What's this Havamina? It's a Havamina Maskana in the definition of a Carmelist over here. Well, the requirements of a Carmelist. Right? So what do you say? So what do you say?
I mean, as a description, it seems to be that a Carmelist needs to be able to be a Rishus Yachid as well, right? Meaning it needs to have the capacity to, like we've described a Carmelist before as Rishus Rabin, which is lacking designation for the Rabin, or it's not for the Rabin, right? But from this, it seems to be that the fact that it has to have the potential for Mechita, that's Yud, right? It means that you have to be able to make it into a Rishus Yachid. I don't know what that quality is.
So you're saying that what they have to be a Carmelis is something that could be made into a Rishus Yachid. Otherwise, it's a Makom Patur.
Right. I don't know why, and I don't know what the other side is.
Yeah, what do you say, Yitzi? What are you saying? Potential, the same thing you're saying?
No, I know that's the P word, but...
You said that word, no?
Yeah, I did say that word.
Oh, okay. Now you're... you have to be like Rabbi Yossi, you know? Don't deny you said it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so what is the definition of a Carmelist? So it's having the maskana. And what's the maskana? The maskana is no. As long, even with the roof on it, it's still a Carmelist. Even with the roof on it, it's still a Carmelist. Yeah, so what do you say?
So, then what's that maskana? Meaning, the maskana,
yeah, what's
what is
the maskana?
The
so what's the maskana? I mean, you have to try to define a Carmelist over here. I have to try to define the comments of you.
Can you just say the facts of the Havina versus the Maskana?
According to Tosfos, is that in order to be a Carmelist, it has to be able to have a fence around it of 10 tefachim. But if it has a low roof, then you can't fence it in, and you can't have a 10 tefachim fence around it.
That's the Havina.
That's not Havina.
And the Maskana is?
Maskana is no. As long as it's doesn't have the 10 tefach fence, it's still a Carmelist.
You're saying that it has to not have the 10 tefach fence?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it has the 10 tefach fence, it's a Yachid. Right? Lacking the 10 tefach fence in any way, it's for some reason it thought that it has to not only
lack it, but have the potential for it.
Lack it, but have to be able to have it. It's a funny kind of a thing, right? In other words, what is a Carmelist? Let's go back to basics. What is a Carmelist? In the basic description of a Carmelist is what?
Neither
Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYachid. Okay, but so is the Makom Patur, right? Makom Patur is also not a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
So it's more than just not a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid.
It has to be functional area as well, right? It has to be usable.
It would seem that it has to have some quality. It would seem it has to be a little bit like each one too, though, right? Right? It would seem so. So what is Tosa saying? Are you saying that Havamina is, according to this Gemara, that what is the definition of a Carmelist? The question is, though, in terms of how it partakes of Rishus HaRabim, that seems to be Pashut. That it's open to the Rabim, it's accessible to the Rabim. Right? It's accessible to the Rabim. It's not actually Rishus HaRabim because they're not Dorich in it. They don't use, it's not designated as a path. But it's accessible to the Rabim, correct? But the question seems to be, how does it partake of the Rishus HaYachid? In what way does it partake of Rishus HaYachid? Right? So it would seem that the Gemara is saying over here that what? that it has to be a failed Rishus HaYachid. Right? It has to be that it's a failed Rishus HaYachid. But it's only a failed Rishus HaYachid if it could be a Rishus HaYachid. In other words, take a look at the Rashi again on Vav. It's an interesting thing. Take a look at Rashi on Vav where he describes the karmas. Right? Where the Gemara defines the karmas. So he says like this.
Where's the Rashi?
The karmelis, so the Gemara says, Eina lo kirishus harabim velo kirishus hayachid. So the Gemara says, what's a karmelis? It's not a rishus. It's not like a rishus harabim, and it's not like a rishus hayachid. Okay? Now, there's something funny in the Rashis that bothered me. I couldn't put my finger on it at the time. Right?
Yeah.
It was strange. Listen to the way Rashi describes it. He says, it's not kirishus hayochid. Why? Mishum de dami lirishus harabim.
Yeah.
What?
You
it's not. Why is it not like a rishus hayochid? Because it's like a rishus harabim.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
How is it like a rishus harabim? But the Gemara says it's not a rishus harabim. Right?
Right.
It's not like a rishus harabim either. So how is it like a rishus harabim? De'ein lohem mechitzos. Because the karmelis doesn't have mechitzos. Mechitzos of yud. So how is it like? So it's not like a rishus hayachid. Why? Because it's like a rishus harabim. How is it like a rishus harabim? Because it doesn't have mechitzos of yud. It doesn't have mechitzos, right? Like a rishus harabim that it also doesn't have mechitzos.
Oh.
Right. And but it's also not a rishus harabim. Why? Now he doesn't. Now here it doesn't say because it's like a rishus
hayachid. Yeah.
Right, you would expect him now to at least come back and say because it's like a shushi yachid,
because
it has some achitos, it has it's somewhat private, it's semi private. Right, hold on, but he says why is it? It's not like a shushi rabim de einon domin le digle midbar. It's not like the assembly of the midbar. De lav lehi lucha de rabim avidi, because a karmelis is what? I mean, what would you in today's terminology? How would you describe a karmelis?
It's an more alley. Like
a recreational area. I mean, if I go in broad general categories, I'd say you have the private property, private area, right? Then you have the thoroughfare, right? And then you have a place that's like a park. Mm. It's open, it's accessible, but it's not a thoroughfare, right? Mm. Just to give something in your mind. But, so it's not... So why doesn't he say it's like a Rosh Hashiachid? Why doesn't he say it's like a Rosh Hashiachid when he says it's not like a Rosh Hashiachid? When he says it's not a Rosh Hashiachid, when he says it's not a Rosh Hashiachid, he says because it's like a Rosh Hashiachid. So why doesn't he come back and say when it's not a Rosh Hashiachid, it's like a Rosh Hashiachid? So what does that show you? It shows you something interesting. It shows you an interesting thing between the difference between a Rosh Hashiachid and a Rosh Hashiachid. What does it show you, I think?
Rosh Hashiachid has an intrinsic definition.
That Rishus HaYachid is not subject to degrees. You can't be a little bit of a Rishus HaYachid. Private is an absolute term. Okay? Public can be different types of public. It can be public for dricha, it can be public for recreation. But once you're off of the... Once you're not exclusive, you're not private at all. It's like the old joke with the modesty, you know? That the statue in front of the Supreme Court is like half covered. So you can't compromise on certain things. Certain things there's no compromise on. Half modest is not modest. It's not there's no halfway point in that, right? So it would seem over here too that he's saying Rishus HaYachid is exclusive. It must. B, the definition of it is complete, is a complete exclusive to the rabbin. But Rishus HaRabim, and that's why he says when it's not a Rishus HaYachid, he says, because it is like the rabbin, meaning to say...
That immediately removes it from Rishus HaYachid.
That's right. It does have accessibility. It does have accessibility, right? The Rishus HaRabim is really two things. It's an area that's accessible to the rabbin, but in a specific way. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you say it's not like the Rishus HaYachid, all you have to say is, because it's open to the public. It doesn't have mechitzos. It's not closed off. But when you say it's not a Rishus HaRabim, you can't say because it's like a Rishus HaYachid. There's no such thing like that. There's no partaking of a little bit of a Rosh Hashayach. Right? So then you have to say it's not a Rosh Hashayach Rabbim because it doesn't have the designated function of the Rosh Hashayach Rabbim. It's true, it's public, but it's not public of the same sort. There's public for the for recreation and there's public for traffic. Different things. You play in the street or you drive in the park. Both wrong. Right? But it's both public. Okay? Yeah. So how does that help us over here? Why am I bringing this in? Michael, you have something else to say?
No.
Yeah. So that's why I think the Gemara is saying is having a harder time finding the connection between the Karmelist and the Rosh HaYachid. As in terms of the description of the Karmelist, how it's like the Rosh HaRabim, that's simple. An ocean is like the Rosh HaRabim because it's open to the public. It does have a quality of the Rosh HaRabim because the Rosh HaRabim has two things. It's public with a specific designation. So something that's public without the designation is similar to it. Right? But I think the Gemara is trying to find how do you connect it back to a Rosh HaYachid? In what way can you connect it to a Rosh HaYachid? Because you can't have a part of a Rosh HaYachid. Right? So that was the Havamin over here. That it has to be, it's true, and it's in terms of the Rosh HaRabim, I can say functionally it partakes of the function of the Rosh HaRabim because it's public too. But you can't go functional with equating it to Rosh HaYachid. So Gemara is looking for a structural tziruf to the Rosh HaYachid. So that's Tosas Havmina. That's the Havmina going to Tosas. That maybe it has to have implicit in it the capability of being a Rosh HaYachid. That's its tziruf to the Rosh HaYachid. In terms of its tziruf to the Rosh HaYachid, in terms of its connection to the Rosh HaRabim, it's in the same category. It's a different particular function, but it's in the same category. The high seas are also open to the public. Right? But, in terms of making it like a Rosh HaYachid, you have to find a real structural connection. Right. And the first step, the first possibility would be that it actually has to be capable of structurally being a Rosh HaYachid. Right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, when you go back and when you just read the Gemara, it's like seems crazy. Like, what are they talking about? Don't they know what Rosh HaYachid and the kind of Karmelist is? But you have to realize there's a halachic difficulty in relating it to Rosh HaYachid. Mm-hmm. You don't have that difficulty by the because I can say the same thing. Why didn't Tosa say you can't make the ocean into Rosh HaYachid into Rosh Rabim either? How come the Rosh HaYachid, how come the Karmelist has to be able to be made into a Rosh HaYachid? But the ocean doesn't have, but it doesn't have to be that that it has to be able to be made into a Rosh HaRabim.
Right.
Right? But that's the same answer. Because it automatically partakes of the Rosh HaRabim. Just by the fact that it's open. But it doesn't partake of the Rosh HaYachid unless you're going to find a structural connection.
Yeah.
Okay? So that was the Gemara's Havamin over here. That was the Gemara's Havamin over here.
So the Maskana then.
So what's the Maskana?
How is it like Rosh HaYachid, right?
So what's the Maskana? What's the Maskana?
The Maskana doesn't go, I mean, this at best, this is like an alternative way of relating to Rosh HaYachid. I mean, intrinsically, like we said before, Rosh HaYachid is this exclusivity, which we're saying this doesn't have. We're not trying to find some alternative way of relating to it, saying structurally. I don't know what about that the Maskana doesn't buy, but it seems like the Maskana is saying that's not going to, even if that's true, let's say, it's not going to make this like Rosh HaYachid. That's not the essence, maybe it may be an accidental feature of Rosh HaYachid, but that's not part of the definition of Rosh HaYachid, so you wouldn't then say it's related to it.
Right. But, I mean, before you go though into why the Maskana rejects the Havamin, don't you need to just say in the Maskana how it is like Rosh HaYachid at all?
So you could say that is exactly the Maskana. That it's not that it partakes of both, not that it partakes of both in a positive way, but it's neither.
That's not
even understanding your Havamin. I know, but that's what I'm saying. What about Mokum Patur? It's also not a Rosh HaYachid, you still have to be able to differentiate from Mokum Patur. Right, so the Havamina was, how is it differentiated from Mokum Patur? Because the Mokum Patur doesn't partake of either one. There was a difference between saying, look, I can say, you don't just say things are not, you don't just say it's a not unless there's something that's like it. right? You don't just exclude, you don't say the side of a wall is not a rishus yachid. It's not a rishus at all. It's nothing like it at all. Right? There has to be some association to the thing that you're excluding it from. To say it's not a rishus yachid, there has to be some connection to the rishus yachid in order to say it's not. Otherwise, it's just a ridiculous statement. Right? Yeah, so the Havamina was, though, that it has to really be, it really has to, in terms of its structure, it has to have the potential for the Rishus Yachid. It is a good word, right? But what's the Maskana? And that's how it's differentiated from Makom Patur. Right? That's how it's differentiated. Apparently the Maskana is, Makom Patur is a different exclusion. It's just not, like you were saying, it's not a usable Rishus at all. It's not usable. So now you can go back to saying.
That's it, less than dollar a dollar.
Less than dollar a dollar, it seems so. Less than dollar a dollar means not a rishus at all.
Which makes the karmelist.
Which would now you can go back to say.
Karmelist is rishus, that's neither.
A karmelist is a rishus, like the Ram says. You can't define it in either framework.
Right.
It simply won't take either definition. Doesn't matter that a Rishus HaRabim is more, doesn't matter that it partakes of the Rabim. It's not that it partakes of the Rabim. That now you have to find how does it partake of the Rishus Yachid. That was the Havamina. The Havamina was that's the partake of each. So we know how it partakes of the Rabim because it's also public. But how does it partake of the Rishus Yachid? So we have to find that it's intrinsically capable of being transformed into Rishus Yachid. But now you can say no. The maskana is no. Not that it partakes of each, but it's simply it will fail to the definition of it fails to receive the definition of either one. It's really in terms of definition, it falls in the middle. It won't be defined as Rishus HaRabim because it doesn't have drichas of the drichah of the rabim, and it won't be defined as Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because it doesn't have any exclusivity. But not that it has to positively be related to either one. Okay. And the Makom Patur is simply not a rishus at all. So really you'd say there are three rishuyos and one thing that is just negligible. It's just a negligible space. Okay, but anyway, how can we help Rashi out here? Can we help out Rashi? What's Rashi? See, that's Rashi's Havamina. Now you see Rashi's Havamina a little bit clearer. That he was thinking, aside from the question of Tosa's question of why doesn't the Gemara ask from Ravina, from Ravashi and Ula, let's forget about that for a minute. But just the merit of Rashi's question to begin with. Just the merit of Rashi's Havamina. That what? How about let's put the question this way? How does Rashi learn the Yam? How is it possible that Rashi holds the Yam is a karmelis, right? And at the same time, you would think that a bikkur has to be fenced in with ten tefachim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a powerful question. Tosa's question is: once you see that an ocean is a shame karmelis, how could there be a havamina that you'd have to have a 10 tefach fence around a bikkur to be a karmelis? Right? It's a difficult question. So how can you differentiate the ocean and the bikkur? How can you differentiate the ocean and the bikkur? What's the difference between an ocean and a bikkur? Yeah.
I mean, just descriptively, an ocean does have, like, definite boundaries.
Okay.
There's no mistaking the Rishus HaRabim for the ocean.
Okay.
Whereas like, a bikkur doesn't seem like it's that. It's not, it's not.
But when you say, let me ask you a question. When you say that there's no mistaking the ocean for the Rishus HaRabim, but the bikkur is not as defined, What do you mean by mistaking it? What do you mean? What does it mean to mistake it? I'm not sure what you mean.
I wouldn't assume that if this
the Rabbin won't do what? the Rabbin won't forge a path through the ocean.
Right.
They won't accidentally take a wrong turn and go through the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Right?
Unless you're Klal Yisrael.
But what?
But there's nothing which is intrinsically separating a bikkur from that.
Okay, so put it in other words, what are you saying? In other words, in those all important other words, what are you saying really?
It has to be definitively separated from the Rosh Hashanah.
That the bikkur, the difference between the bikkur and the yam, is that the yam can't become a Rosh Hashanah. Right? The yam can never become Rosh Hashanah. Right? But the bikkur could become Rosh Hashanah. Right?
Yeah.
That's an important differentiation. That's an important differentiation. So for some reason, Rashi is saying that by a yam, I'll just restate the fact again. By the yam, of course you wouldn't need a fence. Because the yam could never be a Rosh Hashanah. But what? But by the bikkur, for some reason, by the bikkur, you would need a fence. By the bikkur, maybe you would need a fence. By the bikkur, maybe you would need a fence.
So in the Havamina, then, how is a yam? Are you saying in the Havamina, it has to be something to make it like a Rosh Hashanah?
I'm not answering the question. I'm just trying to...
It has to have a certain kfiyas.
Trying to work out the fact here.
What? It has to have a certain kfiyas of karmos. You know what I mean? If it doesn't have a mafitza, then it could be a karmos at this second, but the next moment it could be a Rosh Hashanah. If you're saying, according to Rashi, you need a fence because it has to have a certain like fias of a karma, you know what I'm saying? Of a karmas.
No, so what is the fence? What function would the fence do in the bikkur? If we take this line of reasoning?
It would make it not a Rosh
Hashanah. In other words, the Havamina, according to Rashi, seems to be that a karmelis has to be definitively excluded from either one. Right? Follow me through, Yavi. Okay. It has to, by the yam, it's intrinsically excluded from either one. Okay? By the yam, it's intrinsically excluded from being a Rosh Hashanah, at least. Let's stick to that side. But by the bikkur, why do you need the fence? Not because you want to make it like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. On the contrary, you want to completely exclude it from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The only thing is, if you exclude it too well, it's going to then become Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's why it has to be a bikkur. Only the bikkur will be excluded from both. You understand?
Right.
The bikkur that's fenced in, the fence around it will exclude it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the fact that it's not designated for personal use will exclude it from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, that's the way Rashi was learning. Not that it has to partake of each, the opposite of Tosas Hakamina, but it has to be excluded from each. Right?
But Midrash, it is Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Oh, that's a question. Why didn't the Gemara ask from Ula? Eina Chinami. You're right. At this point, the Gemara is assuming does not know Ula's question. Why didn't the Gemara ask from Ula? That's the Ramban. The Ramban tries to answer Rashi on that. I'm going to say this is a better proof because it not only shows you that what Rosh Hashanah Yachid is, it also shows you what a Karmelis is. But that's a good question. But that's not a Svara question. That's a question of the choice of the Gemara. How to disprove this particular idea, right? But that would seem to be how you'd have to learn Rashi, right? That the Karmelis has to be excluded from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore, you might say that it has to partake of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but not in the sense of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because the Yam also is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is the definition of exclusion from the Rabbim. Right, so it would be excluded from the Rabbim, and also not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the Maskana is no. The Maskana you can say it's the same as Tosfos,
right.
But it'll be a different Havamina. Okay, so let's see. So you want to see? So what does the Gemara say? So Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. That's not what Tofesis Asara means. What does it mean? Yitzi, you want to continue?
Sure. Ella, my Vitofesis Adiyud. The Adiyud, who the Have Kamlis, Kamlis Lamala.
Lamala Miyud?
Yeah. Lamala Miyud Tvacham Lo Have Kamlis.
That's right. So what does it mean, this Tofesis Adasara? Doesn't mean that Asara. There's a reason why the Gemara assumed the other way, apparently, is because they wanted to make it similar to Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Right? Rabbi Yochanan gave a shear of Dalet al Dalet. That's a shear of what makes it a Kamlis. So then they're assuming that when Rav Shesha says, and there's also Yud, they were trying to understand that also as a shear to make it a Kamlis. Right? But now the Gemara says that's not possible. Because it doesn't have to have either one of those, either according to Tosa, it doesn't have to partake of the quality of Shas Yochid, or according to Rashi, it doesn't have to be definitively excluded from the Rabbi. But therefore, what does Tofes Asar mean? It means that once you have a Karmelis, how high does the shame Karmelis go? Right? Mm-hmm. So what does Rashi say? Go ahead. Avi shall bika.
Avi shall bika.
No, we'll just do the first half now, okay?
Karpef,
that's I don't know why he has the Karpef. That's Karpef. Difficult, because that is the Rishis Yochid, really. But okay, good.
Yasser al beis sasim,
right. So those areas which are karmelis.
Huh?
Those areas which are karmelis, right?
Tofes es shemo ayud.
Right, so this tofes, the shame karmelis, goes up until 10 tefachim.
Lamala miyud ain't shem karmelis.
But above 10 tefachim, it's not called a karmelis.
Al aviro.
Right, the aviro above 10 tefachim is not a karmelis.
B'dvar she'enu mesuyim.
But this is only talking about a davar she'enu mesuyim. It's interesting, Rashi. Now he's trying to find what's the nafkamina of the aviro. The nafkamina of the aviro is going to be where something is munach in the aviro, like we were saying before, on a davar she'enu mesuyim, like the pnei levena or pnei akoso.
Right.
Or kolat mina avir, the malamiyud, where it's either stuck on the side of the wall or the brick, or it's caught in the air. I guess if you hold kluta, right?
Mutter lahotzi lehatila, ain't shame karmelis.
So if you had an area, if something was on the wall above 10 tefachim in a karmelis. So that would not be considered in a karmelis anymore. It'd be in a makom patur, and it'd be mutl lechatchila to take it from there to rishus harabim or rishus yachid. Just like we say, rishus harabim. Good.
Non, lekaman lemalam yud zorek ba'avir.
The avir. So just like you say, by Rosh Hashanah, that if you throw something higher than 10 tefachim, it's like it's mutter, it's makom patur.
Right.
Gabi karmelis, nami love karmelis.
Right.
Okay. So by the karmelis, it's also not a karmelis. Okay. Now, so you did the rest of this, Rashi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell you what, I'm just trying to think what we should do tomorrow. You want to do this? It happens to be a machlokus. So this thing that Rashi says is a machlokus. Whether the top of something that's 3x3 in a karmelis has a shame karmelis or a shame makom patur. Right? Mm-hmm. It's difficult though. Difficult piece. Let me think about what we're going to do. Let me see, maybe we'll do something else tomorrow. Maybe we'll start something new. Okay? Getting a little weary of this topic, I think, right?
I like it.
You like it?
I like this.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay.